Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody that watches us online. On this particular Sunday, we gather for prayer. We call it our prayer watch. And God has been speaking some incredible things to us through books that we wrote, things that we said years ago. And so lately, my wife has been reading through the first books that we released, which was basically weekly emails, and we compiled them into books. And so we started putting that out in the fall of 2007, then into the, of course, into the spring and summer of 2008. And so that was 7-8 years ago. And it's amazing to us that God had us speaking to ourselves 7 years in the future. So as Pastor Carol has been going through reading those and making notes and applying things to our prayer list, we're making the things that God spoke to us those many years ago, we're making them part of a list of things that we're praying about and putting before the Lord. And it's amazing, as she's been creating this list, she's been checking things off too, as God has answered those prayers with a yes or a no or a wait. You do get answers. It's always yes, no, or wait. But at least, but the thing is, we get an answer. So we know the things that he says no to. We know the things that he says wait. It's still yet to come. And we're learning now to rejoice with all three answers. We love rejoicing with the yeses, but you have to learn to rejoice with the no's and the waits too. Because God still has his best interests, our best interests at heart. So without further ado, here's my glory. It's there recorded for all time. I said that because I heard Miles Monroe introduce his wife one time, and he introduced her as his glory. And at the church that they were at, a gentleman, a pastor, whoever, asked her a question and said, you know, behind every great man, there's a great woman. And she said, well, let me correct you. I'm not behind my husband. I'm before him. And of course, that sounded arrogant to people that don't understand. And then Miles Monroe said, he said, that's something that I taught my wife, that she is my glory. And we all know that that God's glory goes before him. So that's why she said, I'm before my husband. I'm not behind him. I'm before him. And then Miles said, and I agree with that wholeheartedly, he said, if you want to know what I'm like, look at my wife. And so I wholeheartedly have agreed with that every time. Ever since I've heard that. So that's why I introduced her as my glory.
Just as Pastor Chris just shared, I've been reading our devotionals, the emails that have been written some years ago. I think this one is like end of 2007 into 2008. And I'm going to be reading from the excerpts from the spring devotional. As I was reading it, I felt God stirring in me and him saying, this is to prepare us for what God is getting ready to do. Spring is coming. And so we're taking a prophetic stance in preparation for what he's about to do in the spring of this ministry. So this has been a wonderful spring season for us. God has paced us along as a new life has slowly and steadily come forth. New trials and challenges are before us, but you must refuse to go back to responding to trials in the same old ways you did in the past. God has proven himself over and over again. You must not be afraid. You must not despair. You must bless the Lord in spite of what you see and hear. Release the past and take a step toward a new future. I hear someone saying, Pastor, I tried this before. I'm afraid to try this again. And we know how you feel. We've said the same things. We've tried this before. It's really scary to try this again. But we choose to believe that something is different about this time. I don't know all the reasons why things didn't work out for you the last time or for us the last time. I know a lot of things haven't gone as planned for us. And I know it was because of the mistakes we've made. I know we've messed up. I know the decision of others has also affected our outcome. So you see, we know how what you're talking about. It's just that this is a new season. We've been through autumn and winter, and spring is here. And I feel God. When I read this, I could feel him stirring. And it's not anything that he specifically said, but I know that it is time. Spring is here. We choose to believe that God allowed the setbacks for a higher purpose. And again, you know, God has dealt with me so much about our expectations. You know, we receive a word. We get a picture in our head, and that picture in our head is not always the same thing as what God meant when he said it. So when things don't turn out the way that we expected them, do not blame God. We did not accurately understand what he meant by what he said. Never blame God. He is perfect. We are not. We mistake what he means by what he says. Do not blame God. And so many people have left God because he did not meet their expectations. We are not here to meet for God to meet our expectations. We are here to meet his. We have gotten it backwards. So, people, we need to get our minds right. We need to take that perversion out. We need to cast that aside. It's become an idol. Our expectations have become an idol. We need to meet God's expectations. Praise God. We choose to believe that God allowed the setbacks for a higher purpose. Now I'm thankful for losing the building and the first congregation. We're thankful for the autumn and the fallen leaves. We're thankful for the winter and the frozen branches. Now it's spring. New life is all around us. Don't let the past dictate your future. It's time to embrace new opportunities. God is going to totally change the landscape of your life. He's going to break up your routine and shatter your expectations. He has to do it because your goals are too low. God is targeting you to go higher and further than your thinking. Everything that has been a setback is actually a launching point. Like an archer pulling back the arrow back as far as he can on the string of the bow, God is pulling you back. He's pulling you back. I want you to get that picture in your head. God is pulling you back. The sudden and unexpected changes are God pulling you back on the string of the bow. You feel like you're going backwards and things are only getting worse. But it's simply God pulling you back on the string of his mighty bow. He's aiming you and me in the direction he wants us to go. He's aiming us in the direction he wants us to go. God is targeting us for something higher and further than we ever thought possible. So just stop right now. Change the image that you've had in your head, let go of the idol, and receive God's aiming us in the direction that he wants us to go. That God is targeting us for something higher and further than we ever thought possible. Just say, yes, Lord. Just surrender. Surrender your images. Surrender the expectations. Surrender the disappointment that he did not fulfill it the way that you thought he was or that he thought you thought he should. We're here for him. We're here to meet his expectations. Say, yes, Lord. Surrender and say, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm also going to share in from the spring the reflection. It's a summing up of the devotional, basically. The Sunday before last email was written of the spring to the church family, Chris and I got together with Dave and Jerry Parker. They're two very special people we have connected to since 1982 when we met them in New Jersey, in Jersey City, New Jersey. We have seen each other off and on throughout the years, but when we moved to Pennsylvania, we discovered that they attended a church and lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is very close to Harrisburg. How wonderful it was to talk with them. From ministry to parenting, they related to what we were going through. In so many ways, they understood our feelings and our frustrations. This time together became a great moment of settling some issues in our hearts and mind. As we sat and talked at the restaurant, we began reflecting back on our first years in Harrisburg when Jerry, we call her mom, said to us that it was not a mistake. It was not a failure. We had to find out and see what would not work in this area. And all we could say was, yes, ma'am, you're right. We receive it. And with those few words of encouragement, for the past couple of years, Pastor Chris had been dealing with feeling like he had been failing. It was like the final page of a chapter in the book was turned. It was as if, though, God used her to turn the page. We had become so trapped by the outcome of all that had happened that deep inside of us, that page of the story was still open. And even though a lot more had been written, said, and done since that time, it had been like having a bookmark set in that one place so that every time we came to that place in the book, the story would always open up to that page. But God used Mom Jerry to remove the bookmark and to turn the page. Finally, that chapter was closed. And God sent confirmation so that after Dave told a couple of stories of his own, both including the lesson that would have been learned, we felt like we had been set free. Pastor Chris specifically said that he felt like he had been set free from a heavy steel ball that had been chained to his leg. And over the past few months, some of his online blogs have been filled with venting, ranting, and regretting. It was basically because that page had not been turned. At the time of this book's release, God is doing something special in this ministry. And as he said, Carol and I are ministering to an expressed, specific need in this region. People are actually asking for help regarding relationships and marriage. When it happened, we realized God had literally placed a legitimate ministry into our hands. It was like the TV commercial where the person kind of pops themselves on the forehead, that VA commercial, because they suddenly realized what was available to them. And for us, this was our forehead slap. Then Dave said, you weren't ready to receive this ministry 3 years ago. And he was so right. We were so focused on ministering to this generation from the church and the pulpit that we weren't ready to address the real needs that God was planning to bring before us. We have been in full-time ministry since 1990. So God took us totally out of the church world, gave us secular jobs, and let us live the typical life and lifestyle of everyday people. He let us experience their frustrations, their disappointments, and pain. Then after we came to know and understand, God suddenly released people to come and receive what he has for them through us. Everything is new. Everything is fresh. It has truly been a spring season. Learning to be fruitful in the spring season was not as easy as it may sound. What could be so difficult about being fruitful in the springtime? I believe that the Lord is going to use the spring season to teach us to press toward the goal and forget the past. Philippians 3:14 through 15 says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Fruitfulness requires forgetting the past. We've been talking about for the harvest, and we want a fruitful harvest. So one of the things that it requires to be fruitful is to forget the past. If there are a lot of mistakes and pain in your past, you have to let it go. Embrace the new life that is emerging all around you. That's where we find ourselves as we are about to enter into our spring season of this church. God started bringing new people and a new ministry. But we had to let go of the negative experience from the first years of attempting to do this. In this new season, we're taking a step toward the destiny of God for this ministry in this community. And all I can say is, by the grace of God, is that we're back. God has been so faithful to us. Everything is not what we'd like for it to be. But we're so thankful that it's not what it used to be, and certainly not as bad as it could be. In every way, we can just sense that the new thing has already begun. And I want to emphasize that. When I read this, God just can. I mean, I was at work reading this, and I just felt the presence of God stirring and moving. The new thing has already begun. Our main focus is to stay in the place of rest. God is doing this, so we're just staying out of his way. As Mom Jerry told us that Sunday afternoon, we just need to be available to him. Now God has your ear. He has our ear. When she said it, I thought to myself, "You got that right, Mom. I don't want to make a move unless I hear from him." Then we also thought about making sure that we don't get too busy. Even though we're writing, teaching, and flowing in a new ministry, the point is for us to stay open and available to the Lord. We have to minister from hearts and lives that are connected to a fresh source and supply of his Spirit. I just thank God for the timely word of encouragement. It brought such closure that when we woke up the next morning, it was the beginning of not just a whole new chapter, but a whole new story. This is the beginning of a new book in this ongoing journey with the Lord. We pray that God, I want to go back to the first page too and just pray. I want to pray that prayer there. Father God, we thank you for the spring season. We thank you for every member of this church and our extended family of supporters who receive this email each week. We're moving into spring. You have brought new life. We thought the life would come forth in financial wealth first, but you have trusted us with that which is most valuable to you, and that is the hearts and souls of those who have inquired about this ministry. You have trusted us with the lives of the couples and individuals who are coming to our sessions to receive wisdom and understanding about relationships and marriage and in day-to-day life. So we will be faithful with what seems to seems to be a little, because we know that it is really much. You have given each of us a heart to look past our own pain and disappointments and to see the fields which are ready for harvest. We will continue with you, Lord. We will be found faithful to you. We are overcomers under orders, and we say yes and amen to what you are doing. Lord, hover over the dark places, the void places in our life. And we pray that you would create what has not been there. We create your purpose, your destiny. Give your knowledge, your understanding, your wisdom. Change our perspective so that it's not just about fulfilling our dreams, about you fulfilling our expectations. Lord, help us to change our viewpoint that we are not here just for you to answer our prayers. We are here to fulfill your purpose and destiny for our lives. We are here to fulfill your dreams. We are here to fulfill your expectations. And we can feel you hovering and working on our behalf. We don't always know what you're doing, but Lord, as we spend time with you in your word and in prayer and really getting to know you, we sense you moving on our behalf. We sense you moving, getting things out of the way, stopping the work of the enemy. Lord, we see you, how you have answered prayer in the past. Lord, we see how you have stopped the works of the enemy, how you have stopped his intentions. You have stopped his works. You have stopped him from being successful and moving and working and establishing strongholds in our lives. You have helped us to stop iniquitous patterns. Lord, you are moving and working on our behalf so that we can fulfill your purpose. And you are providing everything that we need in order to do that. We have watched you do it, Lord. We have watched how people on our jobs have set themselves against us and how you have moved them out of the way when we set our face toward you, understanding that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness in high places. Lord, when we walk in forgiveness toward them, when we let them go, Lord, we leave you free to move on our behalf. When we forgive, you move on our behalf. When we just set our face and keep our mind set on fulfilling your purpose, Lord, and fulfilling your expectations, you provide, you move, you protect. You are with us. Your presence is with us. And Lord, we thank you for that. You are faithful. You are faithful. We declare it, Lord, in the atmosphere. You are faithful. You are a faithful God. We are the ones, Lord, who are imperfect. We make mistakes. We misunderstand you. We misunderstand your ways because we are limited in our understanding. We are limited in knowledge. We are limited in wisdom. You are faithful. You are perfect in all of your ways. There is no shadow of turning in you. You are not a man that you should lie. You are perfect. We are imperfect. We are the ones who miss you. And so, Lord, I pray, Lord, that this understanding would go forth in the atmosphere of this place, that it would go forth in this nation and in this world, Lord, that this would be corrected, that it would be so obvious that it would not be able to be misunderstood. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to understand you. We thank you for giving us knowledge about who you really are and helping us to understand you as far as we can, Lord, in our imperfect bodies and understanding. Lord, we know that your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and we receive and accept that. Lord, we receive your faithfulness. We know you are faithful. You are God. And beside you, there is no other. And we thank you, Lord, for it. We bless you. We give you honor. We give you glory. Lord, we look forward to what you are going to do in, Lord, in the spring of this ministry. We receive it, Lord. We look forward to it with great expectation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.